Visiting today, Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, how'd the markets look this week?
Casey, I mean, we're continually seeing this market maintain, it's stayed steady. We've seen places it's got a little better. We're starting to see a little bit of just lull on the calves. It's not cheaper. It's just the demand's not near as aggressive as it was 2 weeks ago, but it's, people's getting ready to try to get in the field, or it's just everybody's busy right now. And this happens. It's nothing new. This happens every year. Got a little rain around and people are trying to, you know, they've got it on their mind. They just need to get everything else prepared and a little bit more rain in certain places.
Still the same amount of runs?
Yeah. Our run at Apache was pretty well normal of what it was a year ago. I think everybody's kind of stayed consistent. You know, the week before we had a big run at the city, but that was 2 weeks in one. And, you know, demand for feeder cattle is good. I know we sold about 1,100 Wednesday on our video, and it was outstanding on what we got done on some feeder cattle for immediate delivery, plumb out to May delivery of next year. So, I mean, there's demand out there. If you talk to the feed yards and those people, you know, they keep saying, how long can this last? And everybody goes back to the answer, you know, it, and all of us think this way, it's going to be what the consumer's willing to continue to give for it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It can't last forever. So then what happens when it doesn't?
Well, I mean, one thing that was brought to my attention, and I mean, I know in our area, there's no heifer retention. One reason, we're still dry. I mean, our cow runs are still staying a lot larger than any of us thought, you know, and then we went from like 32% retention, what we're seeing in the feed yard, up to 40% of heifers in the feed yard. So there's no, the herd expansion is not even begin to start. So that, I mean, this is right now different than 14 and 15 at this point. But I think it all boils back down to the economy, government, and consumption. I mean, it is hard to look at. You go in the grocery store, take Sam's, for instance, you can buy 5 pounds of 80-20 lean for like $3.90, 10 pounds at $3.69. And then a choice strip is $11, ribeye's $13. And then I walk down there and you can buy a pork chop for $1.98. So people want beef. I mean, we've got that. It's just, as long as the economy stays good, I think, you know, we're going to continue to move the beef.
Well, Bob, you've been in this market for a long time. So what would you say is like the biggest difference that you see between like now and the past 10 years?
I mean, the demand for the premium, you know, the front end of the cattle. I mean, there's a place for everything. I mean, everything's got a place, and you can tell what they want based off the price structure. And your English cattle with the Angus genetics is the premier right now. And then your English cattle is next. And then you go into, you know, some of your cattle like we got in Southeast Oklahoma, North Texas, where I was raised. I mean, we've all got a little bit of Brammer influence in them, and it's going to continue to be down there. But we're seeing more English bulls being used, and those cattle have still demand. I mean, everything's not prime and everything's not choice. When we talk about select, we're not talking about a lower quality of people or meat. It's just meat. It's a grading system, and it has no, if you're health conscious, the select is what a lot of people will buy over the choice with more fat content in it and way less than the prime is. So, I mean, you've got, you can cover all three classes of cattle. So basically, I mean, we've got more of the common of the crossbred cattle and the middle kind of cattle than we do the very front end. But I've seen more of that come to real light in the last 5 years, change in that part of it, than I've seen in the first 35 years that I was in the business.
Well, with the fall months upon us and cooler weather, what do you expect to see over the next few weeks?
Well, a calf run's going to continue. I mean, the price, I mean, why would you want to pass the price? And as far as your wheat pasture people, if you've got a calf that you're going to hold over for wheat, you can go out into May of next year and spend $40 and lock in $273 to $275. You got to figure your basis. You're talking about $2,100 a head. I mean, it's tremendous spread we've got that's in our favor as producers. And There's no reason not to protect yourself. Even if you're, I mean, if you're worried about this market not staying stable, I'd be in the middle of, price protection all I could. I need to get one of these people that sell this stuff and get on a commission basis as much as I promote it.
Clay Bertram would really appreciate you right now, Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
How do folks get in touch with you?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, or myself. Give us a call. We'd visit with you whether you got one head or 1,000 head. Just stay in touch with us.